I need you to put the customer on the phone, and I'm going to explain things to them. So put the customer on the phone, please.
Somebody wants to talk to you. I don't know who is. Right before you can understand if I'm at...
Hello?
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I need you to... we're having a problem with that guy. He doesn't understand English. And basically, okay. What we're trying to do is we're trying to fire him. So could you let him know that we appreciate his service, but he needs to go home now.
Who?
This is Paul from the corporate office. The man that just handed you the phone, he's fired. Can you tell him he's fired while we listen on the phone?
He said to tell you that you're fired. You need to go home. This is Paul from the corporate office. He said to tell you that he just cannot leave the store.
No, it's an order.
He has to.
It's an order from the corporate office that you leave the store.
And he needs to take all the money in the register and give it to you.
We will be calling the authorities.
And if
wait a minute.
If he doesn't give you if he doesn't give you the money,
I'm not an employee here. I'm a customer.
We realize that, dummy. You need to threaten him with a kickflip.
Who is this?
How do you get on the phone?
It's Paul.
This is 7-Eleven.
I'm Paul from the corporate office, ma'am. Did he go home yet? Ma'am, did he go home?
No.
Tell him to go home.
Who is he working with?
Treat him like a dog. Be like, go home, and point at him. Point at him.
And you think he's going to give me the money in the drawer?
No, that's ridiculous.
Yes. Tell him. Ma'am, we need you to take a newspaper, roll it up, and hit him in the head with it.
Just bang him on the nose.
Make sure he gives you all the money first.
And then go like, be like, no, no. You're listening to the Snow Plow Show.
Hey there, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. It's January 5th, 2019. This is episode 524. It's brought to you by Lord and Lady of Veggies, Miguel F., Rumpled Foreskin, Sean L., and Tanner Pizza. Those are five of the listeners that are supporting the show over on the Patreon. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. Before we get started today, I need to tell everyone about EuroMeet 2019. That's happening this year and not Europe. It's going to be in San Jose, California, and it's just 3 months away now. Laugh Track Matt's going to be there, Zax will be there, Nick Caesar, and Dwight will be there. I know Carlito really wants to go, but he might not make it now. He's still unsure. Just like me, I don't know if I can go. I want to go, but I just don't know if I'm going to be allowed to. That's still unknown. I don't think I'll know until the very last minute. But if I can go, I will definitely be driving down. And if I can't go, I'm still going to be there virtually. Like, we've talked about setting up an iPad on Matt's walker, and I'll just hang out all day on some kind of FaceTime or Skype or whatever. And if you want to talk to me, you can just lean down to Matt's walker and we can say hello. I'll be there, basically, no matter what. Hopefully I can be there for real, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Either way, I plan to dedicate my entire day to EuroMeet, either hanging out there in person or hanging out there, you know, on various people's cell phones and Matt's walker and whatever else. Also, I'm going to be sending somebody a buttload of stickers, you know, PLA stickers and other things to be passed out at EuroMeet. So there will be stickers. There'll be PLA stickers and whatever else I can think of. I want to do something cool. I don't really know what to do yet. I guess I should hurry up and start working on that since I only have 3 months to get something made and sent out. If anyone has any suggestions, please post them in the comments or wherever else. But whether or not I'm there, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be taking place in some sort of a barcade type place. It's going to be on March 16th, 2019 in San Jose, California. So, you know, book flights and everything. It's definitely happening. And I would think this would be even bigger than the Chicago meetup, because the Chicago meetup, we set that whole thing up within, I don't know, what was it, like a week or something? And around 30 people showed up. This one we've been setting up for 6 months. So in this one, there's going to just be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people showing up. Or, you know, maybe just 50. Who knows? Maybe I could do a live stream the entire day of EuroMeet and just live stream me taking calls from people who are at the meetup. Maybe. I don't know. That's probably a stupid idea. But I'll do something. It'll be fun. I'll put a link in the show notes to the EuroMeet page. There's a Facebook event page for it. And I don't know if there's any other event pages for it anywhere else on the internet. All I know is everyone needs to start, you know, quitting their jobs and stuff so they can go to EuroMeet, hang out with Laugh Track Matt and Zax and Dwight, Nick Caesar. Maybe me. I don't know. There's going to be a lot more people there, too. Like, I need to get an official list of who all is going to be there. Because I can look at the event page, and it shows me who's going and who's interested. And, oh yeah, Don Fickles. Don Fickles is going to be there. Like, I don't know how many of these are really going to be there and how many people are just saying they're going to be there. Riley Mix says he's going to be there, and I think that one's probably true, because he lives in that area now. If I drive down, I told Corbin Guy I was going to give him a ride to it. But even without me going, he might make it. So, woohoo! EuroMeet. Not in Europe. Oh, look at that. Buster Casey. He says he's going to go. Hopefully he's not full of
now,
shit.
Now, you're saying that you're going to take, that you have already taken money from my wife's, our account?
It's the darndest thing.
Usually, these things that you producer manager come from our DM.
It's the darndest thing.
I mean, I've never even had anyone talk to me like you are right now. My building, nothing gets done there without communicating with me.
It's the darndest thing. I think today I'm just going to do a few requests here. My requests have been piling up lately, and I've been ignoring them because I just do a bunch of, you know, mall calls all the time now. So here's the first request. It's from someone called Your Fan. Your is spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. I'm going to call you UR Fan. So UR Fan says, this is an airport shuttle service. The owners are swindlers, always looking for a way to make extra bucks. Either will anger easily, and Ron has been arrested for peeping at preteen girls who had the unfortunate pleasure of living with him since at one time he dated their mother, tried and convicted. Wow, this is a lot of drama just for a prank request. Jana has been addicted to pain pills, and they used to board recovering alcoholics in their apartment, placing neighborhood children in danger because they weren't exactly recovering, nor were they good people. UR Fan is a big drama queen, apparently. Anyway, they will fall for anything, and they would be thrilled if perhaps they won a sweepstakes, giving them thousands of dollars, or you rode in their shuttle and Ron kept trying to feel me up. Okay.
Airport shuttle.
Hey, Jana?
Yes?
This is Doug. I'm one of the baggage handlers here at the airport.
Yes?
And I was wondering, like, could you ask Ron to stop looking at me every time he pulls up in the shuttle? He's just always looking at me.
Now, who is this? You're a person that works at the airport?
Yeah, Sensei Doug. I'm one of the baggage handlers.
Mm-hmm.
I work down by baggage claim, and like every time he pulls up, he's just looking at me. He's like, give me these.
Ron is?
Yeah, Ron. He's always giving me snake eyes. He's just looking at me. Like, it's very unsettling. Can you just tell him to cut it the fuck out, please?
He hasn't been in there in a long time.
I know, but when he does come in, like, and I'm glad he hasn't been in, because it freaks me out, and I don't know what his problem is. He's trying to intimidate me or something.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, is he there right now?
No, he's not. He just left for work.
Where does he work at?
He does remodels all over the place. We live down here. In
yeah.
So he.
Wait, is it you that's looking at me then? Because I just know it's somebody that drives your shuttle. Are you the only other one that drives the shuttle?
No, I'm not the only one, no.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever drives your shuttle, they're just always looking at me and giving me snake eyes.
What are you out on the outside of the terminal or the inside of the terminal?
Well, I work on the inside, but I hang out on the outside a lot, like skirting my duties, and you know, I'm out there smoking and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And like, I don't. Are you like a really manly looking person? Maybe it's you that's giving me snake eyes.
Uh-uh.
Huh. I don't know. Somebody in your shuttle keeps giving me snake eyes. They're just always looking at me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I'll handle it, okay?
Yeah, I flipped him off a few times.
Okay, well, I'll take care of it. I'm sorry that is going on, and I will handle it.
It's okay. I forgive you. Hey, do you have Ron's name? Do you have Ron's number? Maybe I could call him up and, you know, just, like, yell at him for a little while.
No, I don't know who you are, and I'm not going to give out his number. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you know, you don't have to be a bitch about it. You know, I was just asking. That's all. Jeez.
Well, like I said, I'm sorry it's happening, and I'll handle it.
All right. Hey, are you high right now? You sound really high.
No, I'm not high. I don't use drugs. I don't drink. I don't hang out with people who do.
Okay. Well, no, it's just that I use drugs all the time. I take a lot of pain pills, and it's like Gaydar, you know, like you can kind of tell, you know, when other people around you are drug users, and oh, man, you sound so high right now.
I'm going to hang up now because I'm not sure who you are. So.
Well, no, hey, I was just wondering, like, you want to like, sell me anything?
You're nuts, man.
Well, I'm not nuts. I'm not the one looking. Okay. Ron doesn't even drive the shuttle anymore. Shows how much you know, your fan. All right, next request. Here's one. This is the guy that he left me a voicemail reminding me that he sent me requests. And I probably should have done this one last week or the week before or maybe the week before. These are some numbers that were sent to me by Adro. And he works at a portrait studio with Walmart. You know, like at the front of a Walmart, they have all those little stores in there, like jewelry stores and eyeglasses. And sometimes portrait studios. I thought they got rid of all the portrait studios, but maybe this is a different thing. I don't know. But he works at the portrait studios or with them or something. I don't know. He has all the little cards, though. Like, he's one of those guys that gets a table out and sits at the front of the store and convinces people to sign up for portraits. So that's what these are. It looks like maybe, how many do I have here? I think 12. There's two different pages here where he just took pictures of the cards. And the first one, I can't even read the top numbers, but that's okay. So maybe technically I only have 10, but let's try and call up some of these people.
Hello?
Hello, is Brian there?
No.
Okay, well, don't sound like that about it. I mean, geez, I was just asking.
Who's this?
This is Roy from the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll try his other number. Maybe, you know, when I call that number, I won't get an attitude.
How did I have an attitude?
Oh, like right there. What you did just there. Big ol' attitude. It's okay, though. I'm going to try his other number. All right, now I got to hurry up and call the other number, because she's probably speed dialing it right now to yell at him.
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the Walmart.
Yeah.
And you had some photos done here? Those portraits?
No, we didn't make it.
Oh, what happened? That's what I'm calling about. Why didn't you make it?
We had stuff we had to get done.
Yeah, but you made the appointment. Why didn't you make your appointment?
I don't know. We planned on going.
I mean, kind of an asshole move, really, when you think about it. Make an appointment, and then you just can't even keep your appointment.
Yeah, but I did pay, so I mean...
Yeah, but still, you had an appointment. We had it all written down. You only paid $5, right?
No, we paid 20.
Yeah, whatever. Still, you could have kept the appointment. I mean, like, that's a really bad...
You ain't got to be a dick about it.
No,
goodbye.
You're the one being a dick, because it's a bad... Yeah, you know, that's a bad financial decision. He paid $20 to miss his appointment. I mean, someone needs to say this stuff to Brian. His parents sure didn't tell him how to be financially responsible.
Yeah.
You know what? Are you just bad with your money? Is that what it is? I mean, you just threw $20 in the toilet.
Why do you keep calling me?
I'm just saying you threw $20.
Why does it matter? I paid and I didn't show up. Who cares?
I know, but it's financially irresponsible. Like, didn't your parents teach you how to be financially responsible?
Yeah, goodbye.
Well, I'm just saying, you know? All right, big old failure on that one. I'm gonna cross that one out. The others aren't answering, but I have another whole page here, so let's see how page two goes. Don't worry, Adro, I will try that first page again. I'm going to try all of these again. I promise.
Hello?
Hello, Kimberly?
This is she.
It's Roy from the Walmart. You had those portraits?
Hey.
You had those portraits done here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's loud there. What are you doing?
I'm at work. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So yeah, you know those portraits you got done?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm actually the janitor here at the Walmart.
And okay. Okay,
yeah, thank you. And I took copies home of your portrait. And I'm a ghost hunter, and I took it to my lab, and I detected like ghostly orbs and stuff on the photo, and it just like some really weird stuff. And I just wanted your permission to use your photos in my video podcast.
Sure.
Okay, because there's a definitely ghostly presence around the subjects in your photo.
Okay.
So I'm going to be using that in my video podcast. I'm going to be picking it apart and zooming in on all the parts of the photo and just showing off all the ghostly orbs and everything.
That sounds great to me.
Okay. It's going to be great. It's going to be a feature video.
Okay. Like I want a copy.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the YouTube. Just search for ghost hunting, ghostly orbs. Kimberly Wood.
You know, okay, and when is this going to happen?
I'm working on it today. It should be up by tomorrow afternoon.
All right, you can't, like, send me, like, a message whenever you finish it remind me?
Yeah, I'll give you maybe I could call you up and interview you about, do you have a lot of interactions with ghostly entities and stuff?
Oh, yeah, ever since I was little.
Listen, can you tell that forklift in the background to shut the fuck up?
After I drop this pack off, I'm going to go somewhere quiet.
Okay. All right. Well, it's fine. I want to hang up with you. But yeah, I'm going to interview you about your ghostly experiences throughout your life. You say there's a lot of them?
Sure.
There's a
few of them.
Okay, great. I can't wait to talk to you.
All right. Well, just call me tomorrow. I don't work tomorrow.
Okay. Bye. I was expecting that to go a little bit differently. She seemed completely accepting that the janitor took home her photo and that there's ghosts attached to it. I don't know enough ghost terminology, you know? Ghostly orbs in the photos, what else is there? I could say we could see Elvis in the background or something. But damn it, we got the lady that believes in ghosts.
Hello.
Hello, Whitney?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Walmart. You had those photos done here, those portraits?
Yeah.
I needed to ask you a question about those.
Okay, what's up?
So I'm actually the janitor here at Walmart, and I took your portrait home with me to my lab because I'm a ghost hunter on YouTube.
And you're a ghost hunter on YouTube?
Yeah. So I like to take the photos home and analyze them for ghostly presences and stuff.
Yeah.
And we can actually, like, when I put yours under the black light and I sprinkle, like, this powder stuff we have on it and everything, and we can see JFK in the back of your photo, like, clear as day.
No way.
Yeah, JFK himself. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, have you had a lot of experiences with ghosts in your own personal life? Because it seems like there might be a ghostly presence hanging out around you when you're having photos taken.
Yeah, my mom's old house was built in the 1880s.
Oh, that's definitely a ghostly presence there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
Actually, there was a picture that was taken in my mom's backyard, and there was 27 different baby heads
in
the back of one of the pictures, and it disappeared.
Like on sticks?
Like hanging from one of the trees.
Oh, I see. Wow, that's crazy. Like actual baby heads or like baby doll heads?
Like actual baby heads. Like you can see the faces and everything.
Were they like zombies? Or like were they were they dead? Or were they just live baby heads hanging around the trees?
It just looked like they were, they looked like shadow, or not shadows, but like, I don't know, they were like white, but the picture disappeared, like I said. So, I don't know, you could tell that they weren't, like, actually there, but they were there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's so crazy. But nothing, like, you never saw JFK in your photos? Because, like, do you have any connections to JFK?
I have no idea.
If you don't know?
But that is definitely crazy.
Yeah, there's, like, ghostly orbs all over the photos when we look at it under the spectroscope
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, just all kinds of weird remnants and stuff. And so we're going to keep your portrait for a while. I'm going to keep it here in the lab before I bring it back, and you can pick it up, because we got to run it through a lot of tests. I'm going to put it in the oven and cook it for a little while. So the corners of it may be, like, yellowed and curled up a little bit. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay, and yeah, I'm going to feature this on my my ghost hunting YouTube channel.
Okay, and is there any way that I can follow it and see that, or will it be in our picture that you're giving to us?
Yeah, I'll just write my URL on the back of the portrait, and they'll call you when it's ready.
Okay. Okay, sounds great. So it won't be ready on the 18th then,
I'm sorry. It's like there's these tests I have to do, and some of them are kind of like they take a bit of time, like a couple weeks for them, for the you know, the chemicals to cure and everything.
Okay. And, yeah, that's fine. I was curious that way I don't end up driving out there and.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you a call as soon as it's ready, though. It might be like late November.
Late November?
Yep, but I'll let you.
That's a long time.
I know, but you know this is a crazy thing. JFK's in your photographs. Why would he be there? This could
I don't
be
know.
Like,
that is crazy.
This could be like the
like,
what?
You said clear as day.
Oh yeah, he's standing right next to you. Is that you in the photo, or is that who's that?
It's me, my child, and my fiance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Does your fiance look like JFK?
I don't think so. Is there three people in the picture?
Yeah, there's a man, a woman, and a child. And, man, I thought this man was JFK, just wearing casual clothes.
No.
Crap.
Yeah, I was about to say that's completely insane, but you did say there was, like, orbs and whatnot in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot of orbs, and the PKE meter is just going off the charts when we hold that up around the photo.
So, yeah, my kid always looks around and smiles at the ceiling and at the walls and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God, that definitely means he can see ghosts.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Hey,
I'm sure, because... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you just tell him to shut the fuck up, though, real quick?
Yeah.
Please? Just say it real quick. Just be like, hey, kid, shut the fuck up.
Actually, sometimes it'll be like that. We'll just be like, hey, dude, shut shit.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I feel like an idiot. I think... I've been using a lot of drugs lately, a lot of psychedelics, and I think that might have something to do with the whole JFK thing.
Oh.
There might not be any ghostly orbs around this thing at all.
Oh, so then maybe on the 18th?
Yeah, I guess I'll just go ahead and give it back, but sorry that I cooked it in the oven and everything. And yeah, it's going to look aged. It's going to look like an old-timey photo with like burn marks all over it and stuff and chemical spills on the front of it. And, you know, your kid, he kind of looks like a burn victim.
Okay.
And if you sniff at it, you'll probably get high because of all these stuff I've been taking.
So, all right.
Don't let your kid lick it or anything.
Oh, definitely not.
All right. Well, you have a nice day.
Thank you, too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So the people in this area appear to be extremely chill. They do not give a shit. And they all believe in ghosts. They all have ghost stories. They're like, yeah, I grew up in a house that was built in the 1800s, so I'm just dripping with ghostly presence. And my kid looks around at the ceiling, so he can see ghosts flying around. I should have ended that call by telling her there's no such thing as ghosts. Like, oh my God, you'll never believe this. I just realized there's no such thing as ghosts. I'd probably blow her mind.
Hello.
Hello, Philip. Philip, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. This is Roy. I'm the janitor here at the Walmart. You had some portraits done?
Oh, hey.
Hey. You know those portraits you had done?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a small problem with them?
What's that?
I took him home to my house last night. The portrait, like the main portrait. And yeah. I had it sitting on the dinner table, and my stupid little kid, like, he spilt, like, the green beans all over it. And, you know, there's, like, this type of acid in green beans, and it just kind of ate through some of the ink on the photo. So a lot of the yellow in the photo has kind of been eaten away. So it's going to be a bit discolored when you get it.
All right.
So I'm sorry about that.
That ain't no biggie.
Yeah, yep. It's still the same photo. It's got a lot of like water damage on it from when we washed it off. And then the green beans kind of ate through the yellow ink.
Oh,
yep. Sorry about that.
Oh, you can keep it if you want.
Oh, no, it's yours. I wouldn't keep your photo. Like, how much did you pay for this?
20, I think.
Yeah, $20. You don't want to lose that. It's a memory. It's a nice little portrait here. And then the same kid, I had it sitting up there in the dishes rack drying in my kitchen, and like he got up there on the counter and started chewing on the corner of it. So the corner of it has teeth marks in it. So yellow ink, water spots, and teeth marks on the photo.
Now that's just because of character.
What's that?
So that just gives a character.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I should give him a crayon and let him go nuts on it.
Yeah, I might help it.
Yep, why not? You don't seem to care about this portrait that much.
Oh, I care about it.
Yeah, I mean, just like, I don't know, it seems weird. Do you hate your family or something?
No.
Okay, that didn't sound very convincing just then. Anyway, it'll be ready for pickup on the normal day. I wanted to bring it home. I know it's weird, but I just decided to, I looked at yours and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this one to my house.
Gave it some character.
What's that?
I said you gave it some character.
Yeah, well, I didn't. It wasn't my fault. It was my damn kid. I did hit him. I hit him for you.
That sounds good. It worked out.
Yep. All right.
Fair now. All fair for me.
Yeah. Just so you know, there was some justice for what happened to your photo.
Sounds great.
I knocked him through the fucking wall. All right. Well, I hope you have a nice day, Philip.
You too.
What you doing today?
Oh, not much. Just relaxing.
Oh, that's great. You sound very relaxed. You didn't even get upset about the portrait thing.
Can't get upset.
Yep, that's true. I mean, you could, but... All right, well, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. What the hell? What is with the people in this city? At least people on this page are answering, but, man, nobody cares about anything. I guess, you know, it's just a $20 portrait, apparently. I thought the $20 was just a deposit or something. But nope, that's the whole portrait price. So maybe people are less concerned about their portraits when they're just $20.
Hello?
Hello, Charles?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Walmart. You had a portrait done here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Yep.
Hey, so last night, I decided to take your portrait home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it on the bus. And I called I called the bus company, and they said nobody turned in a portrait. So no portrait for you. I'm sorry, I was really high on the bus. Yep. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
It was a nice portrait, though.
All right.
I was just going to take it home just for one night and then bring it back in the morning.
Huh.
But, I set it on the seat next to me. And then I set my backpack on top of it. And then, I took my backpack, but then I left the photo on the seat. I felt like such a stupid.
All right.
So, yep, you won't be getting the portrait.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Are you mad?
Yep.
Are you mad?
A little bit.
Oh, you don't sound very mad. You're just kind of like not really saying much about it.
Yeah, because I'm not going to say nothing on the phone. I'm going to go into Walmart and discuss.
Yeah, because it's not really the point.
You guys are gonna pay me my money back or something.
Oh no, they won't give refunds. There's no refunds. There's like there's a thing on the card that says no refunds, and it's not really their it's not their fault because I don't work in the portrait department. I'm just the janitor here at Walmart. They can't really be blamed.
Okay.
Hey, can you tell those kids in the background to shut the fuck up?
Okay. I got your number. Where the fuck you call from, faggot?
Hey, why would you call me a faggot? That's not...
Because you sound like a fucking queer?
That's not PC. Oh my gosh, you guys, do I sound like a fucking queer? I had no idea. Here I thought I was the most manly sounding podcaster ever.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy from the Walmart. You had a portrait done. You know the portrait?
Yeah.
At the Walmart?
Yeah.
Remember? Hey, I'm calling from the portraits. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. I can hear you okay. I saw the pickup date was 118.
Yeah. I'm not calling to tell you can pick it up. I'm calling, like, the person in the portrait, he's just looking at me. He's giving me snake eyes, and I don't like it.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm going to take your portrait, and I'm going to rip it up. I got it printed out here, and I'm ripping it up. Ripping it. There's your portrait. Ripping it into pieces. It's a big one. Rip. There we go. No more portrait for you.
Or no?
What's that?
Do I get my money back or anything?
No. I took your $20 and I ripped it up too.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Why would you rip up the $20? You could have kept it.
No, I don't want it. It's your $20.
If you're going to give it back to me, why not just keep it?
No, I don't want your dirty money. Yee. Ugh.
All money is dirty.
Well, yeah, but anyway. I ripped up your portrait. No portrait for you ever.
If it wasn't a good portrait, I wouldn't want it anyway. So thank you for doing me the favor.
You're welcome. Yeah, you wouldn't want this thing hanging in your house. Ugh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you get to do the work.
Yeah. There we go. Another guy that doesn't want to argue with me.
Hello?
Hello, Stacy? I'm calling from the Walmart. Hello? You don't have to pretend you're not Stacy. You had a portrait done here?
Yes. No, she was getting me. That was my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I got your photo. It's all printed out here. It looks really good.
Okay.
But I consider myself a true artist. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to Banksy your photo. I'm going to rip it up. I'm ripping it. Ripping it in half. Ripping it in quarters. The rips are getting longer, though. Yep, there we go. It's all ripped up. I ripped up your portrait.
Why?
I don't. Because I'm an artist. And you know the art. It was seen by me and my coworkers, and now it's gone forever. So you paid that $20 for like a true art experience. But I can describe how nice the photo was if you'd like.
Oh well, that's okay.
No, I'll describe it. It was pretty. It was a really nice background that we used. Chad here in the office, he brightened up the faces and removed the blemishes with Photoshop.
Uh-huh.
Because there was a lot of those. Why'd you put me on speaker?
Because then my daughter can hear you, and I don't know what the hell this is all about.
Oh, no.
Why are you ripping up my portrait?
Because I'm a true artist, and your portrait... Your portrait was... What?
My portrait was what?
It was I was trying to tell you and you kept interrupting me. Your portrait, it was processed, and it was photoshopped, and it was seen, and it was beautiful, and now it's gone forever. It's just a memory. And so is your
$20. Why are you being an ass?
No, I'm not being an ass. I'm an artist.
No, an artist will give you what you pay for, and
no.
You didn't give me what I paid for, so...
Maybe a mainstream artist, maybe a sellout artist would do that, but I'm not a sellout artist. I'm a real artist.
What the heck? I got another phone call. I'll talk to you later.
No, just put me on hold. I'll wait. I'll wait. Okay? Stacy? Okay, she's clicked over, but it hasn't hung up on me. So I think after she hangs up with that person, it's going to click back over to me. So I'm just going to hang out here and wait. Wait for Stacy to come back. So I can explain modern art to her a little bit more.
Hello?
Stacy, you're back.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the artist. It's Roy.
Okay.
Who called you?
None of your business.
Why not? Why are you being like that about it?
Because you're being rude to me, calling me and telling me you're taking a picture of my grandkids, and you're ripping it to shreds. You're some kind of bullshit artist. And I'm done talking to you.
I'm not a bullshit artist. I'm a real artist. Maybe mainstream artists are bullshit artists.
Maybe. I guess. Bye.
But tell your grandkids. Okay. All right. I got everyone on page 2 to pick up. Those are completely finished. Maybe I should try some of them on page 1 again.
Hello,
Mrs. Scarborough.
Yeah.
It's Roy from the Walmart. You had a portrait done here?
Oh, yeah.
And you filled out this little yellow card thing, you know, with your information?
Yeah.
And you kept the pin. We need our pin back.
I didn't keep no pin.
Uh-huh, you kept the pin. Pin. The pin. You filled out the card, and then you kept the pin.
They said I kept the pin.
Yeah, when you filled out the card. You better.
Well, I filled out the card.
You need to bring that back. That was my pin. It's the one I do all my work with.
The portrait thing. They said when I filled out the card, I kept the pin.
Who are you talking to?
My husband.
Oh, that's rude. Yeah, you're on the phone. Tell him to be quiet.
Who the hell is this?
It's Roy. I work here at the Walmart with the portraits.
Don't tell me to tell him to be quiet.
Okay, well...
Who the fuck are you?
You were being rude.
Dumb
I was
fuck.
Trying to tell you about the pin. You need to bring the pin back. Damn it.
Hello?
Just bring back the pin when you pick up your portrait, okay?
Sir, I did not take no damn pin. Why the fuck would I take a pin?
I don't... Because it was a nice pin. It's my pin, and it's the one I do all my work with.
I'm sorry, but I have no use for a pen, and I wouldn't take a pen.
If you don't have any use for it, why would you take it then? Were you just being a dick?
Are you saying I sold a fucking ink pen? Are you shit fucking retarded? Or just plumb stupid? Don't call my fucking number again, or I'll get you for fucking harassment.
Well, you
understand.
I'll get you for theft of my pen.
Well, get me for theft, bitch, because I didn't steal a motherfucking thing.
Yes, you did. I know
Get the camera. Get security. Look at the goddamn photos.
We looked on camera. We saw you put the pen in your purse.
I'm calling the corporate office.
You don't even carry a purse.
Hey,
buddy.
You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up, sir.
I don't carry the purse.
Are you going to be up there when I come and get the goddamn pictures?
You need to shut the fuck up, sir. This isn't about you.
Shut the fuck up, you dumb motherfucker. Calling about a goddamn pen, you broke ass bitch. What the fuck you want with my wife?
I want her to give me my damn pen back.
I'm going to give you more than your fucking pin, motherfucker. I'm going to give you a fucking boot in your fucking faggot ass.
You better give me 2 pins.
Yeah.
To make up.
I'm calling your corporate office, motherfucker.
No, I don't give you permission to call the corporate office.
I don't give a fuck. You don't give me permission to do fucking nothing, motherfucker. I don't ask for permission.
Look, it doesn't have to be like this. I just want my damn pin.
It's going to be like this when I come up here.
I don't have a pen. I don't carry a purse.
Are you at Walmart now?
Of course, yeah. I work here every day.
Let's go up there. Let's go.
Fuck that, I'll go.
Bring a pen. Bring my pen with you. All right, so that's the last one that I can get to pick up. I've tried all of the numbers several times now. But I will hold on to this page and try these again, the ones that didn't pick up. So thanks again, Adro, for this list. Those were fun, even though the first half of them, like, would not respond at all. They didn't care. They were just excited that I was reinforcing their beliefs about ghosts.
Hi, Roy. It's Natalia Surratt.
Hello.
From Mother Russia. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's great.
You made me a ringtone, a custom ringtone, for my messages and yes. for my phone calls.
I did.
And for my alarm.
I don't remember
about
this.
About a year ago. I still love them. I still use them every day.
That's great.
Just wanted to say thanks, and I love you. Have a great 2019. Have a
I'll
good day.
Try.
Bye.
You too. Yeah, there's like weird perks of, you know, like the higher levels on Patreon. And sometimes people actually take advantage of those. And I think one of them is that I'll record custom greetings on your voicemail, maybe. Or do custom ringtones. I don't remember.
Hey, Brad, this is Zach. I saw this prank, phone prank that was really funny. It was this kid that called a pretty big store. Called in pretending he was an employee and that he was calling in sick. So he called in sick for a place he didn't even work.
Holy
and
shit.
And it was hilarious. And I think that if you could do that, you should call bigger stores with like a lot of employees and call in sick and see what they say. And just
okay.
like make up really stupid things like,
I'm gonna do that.
Oh, I'm calling in sick, you know, I want to go, you know, go fishing or some shit. I think
yeah.
I feel like
it's yeah, stay home and use drugs.
Okay, bye.
XYZ used to do that a lot. He used to call in sick and just say it was because he was really, really high. And usually it wouldn't work, but every once in a while it would work and it would be amazing. It was really funny. And they would get seriously pissed off at him.
Hey, Brad. It's high school graduate.
Hey, high school
I was calling
graduate.
In to let you know that the first annual PLA, Fantasy Football League, has concluded.
Oh,
and
holy
in the
crap.
Championship round.
I forgot that existed.
The Go Cups. Beat Who's a Good Boy.
Oh, yay.
So please congratulate the Go Cups, our 2018 Fantasy Football Champions.
Way to go, Go Cups.
Goodbye.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Hey, Brad. Just calling on in from New Orleans.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I got my FBI file in the mail after I did a FOIA request, and it's pretty awesome. I think you should do the same and make it like a Brad's Cactus Shack episode, kind of like what you did with your like therapy file stuff.
Maybe I'll do that in like 4 years or something. I've been told for many years, like many, many, many years, that I have an FBI file because like other people, they would get busted for things and I would come into question. And these people, like they're you know, computer hacker types. They tell me that the police or the FBI or whatever had a huge file on me, like a big old stack of papers related directly to me. And this is back in the early 2000s and stuff. So do you get your entire file, like your entire lifetime file, if you request that? Because that could be fun. Maybe there'd be some good stuff in there about the early days of PLA.
Yeah, there's lots of interesting things. And like, I did not know how long they were looking at me before they finally like raided my house back when I was 14 or 15.
What'd you do?
They did it twice, but whatever. So do that. Also, I went ahead and broke the rules and did some local prank calls in Arizona to kind of see how well the local governments and people would react to me telling them about my self-driving scooters.
Mm-hmm.
And they got pretty mad. I think it would be worth it. It doesn't just have to be in Tempe, Arizona. You can probably do it in like I think other places are banning these scooters. Anyway, well, Cactus, love your shows.
Hey, self-driving scooters. That sounds like fun. I could do self-driving bikes, self-driving tricycles.
Hey, Brad, it's Probix. I'm just calling you to tell you shut up.
Oh.
All right, bye.
Okay, thanks, Probix.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
Hello.
So first of all, I do forgive you, Brad, for ignoring my emails. You think it's my list, but then you said that you did, but whatever, okay. But I forgive you, Brad. I forgive you. I know you didn't use my list.
Thanks, Crimson.
I'll email you something else.
Oh, you know what you're talking about.
Anyway, Brad, I'm going to give you another shot at this question. And it's a philosophical question. Are you ready? It's, why do you find prank calls funny? What is funny? Like, really break down, explain the joke, Brad. That'll make it even funnier when you explain the joke.
No, it won't.
What?
I don't
know. What is funny about prank calls?
Because I'm immature, that's why.
Your style of prank calls. What? Your style of prank calls. Funny. Go on, Brad. give it a good shot. Give it a good swing. Well, bam! Knock it out of the park. All right. Thanks, Brad. Bye.
I can't answer, like, my style of prank calls. I just know I like other people's prank calls. That's the style of humor I like, and that's why I do my own. I think other people in the voicemail should answer this question. People should call in right now, 814-422-5309. This will get me off the hook for answering this question, because really, I just don't have an answer. That's just what I like. Maybe it has something to do with my weird obsession with phones my entire life, but I just think prank calls are funny. It's a really unique type of improv comedy.
Hey, Brad. Dylan from Dallas here.
Hey, Dylan.
First time caller in.
It's a long fucking voicemail. 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Really big fan of your show. Honestly,
thanks.
Keeps the drives down to Houston entertaining as well as work. And it provides me something to listen to while I go to sleep, too. Three things, actually.
Are you driving?
Like, quick questions or what have you. Okay. Number one is, have you ever had an experience where, you know, you called somebody and they recognized you? And, like, does that usually, like, ruin the whole,
nope.
you know, prank or what have you?
It happens plenty when people submit their own numbers in the prank request form. They're like, oh, I'm going to trick Brad. I'm going to give him my own number, and then I'll get to talk to him. But no, for real, that's not happened to me, like, where they actually recognize him. Well, there was the one thing with Murdoch where I called his 7-Eleven that he worked at, and he's like, what the hell, Brad? Why are you pranking my store? That happened a couple years ago, but that doesn't count because he's a friend. But other than that, I can't remember anyone ever recognizing me in a prank. It did happen to, was it King Richard and Olga, I guess? I played it on this show a few months ago where they called up an apartment building and tried to do one of my pranks. And the guy is like, oh, this sounds like one of those Brad Carter style pranks. And the guy was a fan of PLA and the Dick Show and everything. That was pretty weird. That's never happened to me, though.
I don't know. I always thought, like, maybe you'll run into somebody who's like, oh, yeah, I know this Roy Gerbil and all that shit.
Nah.
The other thing is that when we make these, like, requests, you know, for a prank call, because I made, like, a good request, I know you say that you can't let, tell anybody, like, yeah, I made this phone call or whatever, but it's like, how the fuck do we know? I guess, like, we have to listen to every episode, but, like, do I have to listen to fucking hobo episodes as well? Just to hear this one fucking, like, phone call?
It's a perfect scam.
I don't know, man. Like, I really want you to call this guy that I made a request for. It would just set him off, and I think it would be fucking hilarious.
Maybe it's one of the ones I did today. Maybe it's that first call I did today. Probably not, though. But what I do when I do requests on the Hobosodes, or what I've been doing this past year anyway, is when I do a request on a Hobosode, I've been emailing the person that sent in the number, you know, if the request worked out and everything. And I've been telling them, hey, I did your prank call on a Hobosode, and here's a link to it, just in case you're not a subscriber, because I feel bad that they would have to miss out on hearing their call if they're not a supporter. So most of the time I do that. Every once in a while I forget to do that. But really, I'm just bad at getting to the requests. There are so many requests right now, and I need to try and catch up on them soon.
I don't know. And then, like, the third thing is, so that fucking waiting song, you know, the pussy good, pussy sweet shit.
Yep.
Like, how did they not hear that shit? Like,
I think
only one person has reacted to it so far and was like, what the fuck is this? But, like, no one else reacts to it.
Maybe it sounds shitty over the phone. I've never tested that. That could be the problem. Maybe it just sounds like garbage over a phone. Other people have sent me hold songs which have less instrumental in them and more, you know, it's more focused on the words. You know, the obscene lyrics. I really should try out some different hold musics instead of just that one, even though I love that
one. I understand it. Like, and you also tell people to shut up, too. So it's like, I don't understand how people don't really, you know, that doesn't like, sound off as just a prank.
They're used to it.
Anyways, hey, keep up the great work, man.
Okay.
Keep up the great jokes and everything. You're really making a tough time in my life, like, I much better.
I am glad.
Keep up the great work, Brad. Dylan, away!
Okay, bye, Dylan. Thanks for all the questions.
Brad! So, I just got done listening to that call. What the hell was up with that dude? It's all quiet, right? I'm just standing here with my mouth wide open.
Oh, yeah.
like, kind of funny, just the most random thing I've heard Roy sitting and saying in a long time, and your response was great, too. Like, oh, that's hot. He just went over his head.
It was kind of hot.
All right, that was just so funny. I had nothing else to say except that.
Okay. Bye, Big Moist. That last show was pretty fun. I can't wait till I get to read those meeting minutes, probably in another 2 or 3 months.
Hey, Brad. This is Tapwater Wolf.
Okay.
Just calling to tell you I'm a huge fan, and you should check your damn email, man.
I know.
I sent you a list of phone numbers of a bunch of racquetball players. So I go to a gym where there's a racquetball court, and outside of that court, there's a bunch of...
You know, I remember that email, if you're the one who told me how to pronounce racquetball. Like, you actually sounded it out for me. I really appreciate that. And I'll get to those soon. It's just been a busy month for me. You know, Christmas and everything. And then I spent a week being sick. They'll happen, I promise.
Phone numbers that are hung out, that are hung up on the wall of all the players that are playing... the racquetball. So think of all the racquetball ideas.
I'm going to pronounce it racquetball.
And check out that list. It's in your Gmail account. All right? I gave you a couple of ideas in that email, too. Thank you for all your work. It's amazing. I love you. All right. Shucks. Cactus, cactus. Bye. Right,
bye. Yeah, I'll get to it soon. I promise.
Hey, Roy. This is Danielle Serena. I've been listening to all your archives.
Your last name, great idea.
Shows, and I'm at the very beginning of 2018, so I'm just about a year behind. But one thing I haven't heard is any Valentine's Day pranks, and I would love it if you could do like a live Valentine's Day show. Just call up people and tell them that you're speed dating, and then tell them you're on a date, and then. Everything else that happens next is up to you or whoever's listening. Anyway, I think that would be really hilarious.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's do it, everyone. Valentine's Day, live show, speed dating. I'll probably forget by then, but maybe I won't.
Brad.
Hey.
I know, Brad. I've still got this hobo phone that I think I got in 2007.
It sounds fine.
And it still works to this day. It's really, really, really good. I just wanted to phone up to wish all your voicemailers, listeners, a happy new year. A happy new 2019. Bye.
Well, thank you, Knobby Guy. Happy 2019 to you too.
Brad, it's JD. I'm listening to the Sovereign HOA show. And I what are you getting soft? I'm disappointed. When that dude went... I'm standing here with my mouth open. I was like, oh, here we go. And I figured you'd be like, what are you waiting for, a dick? But you didn't.
I fucked that up, didn't I?
Next time.
Sorry.
Cactus, cactus. Happy New Year.
More dick jokes and my pranks from now on, I promise. I mean, I said it sounded really hot. I was imagining that at least. Isn't that good enough?
What's up, RBCP?
Hello.
My name is Rory.
Hey, Rory.
Gerbil.
Hey there.
You need to stop prank calling people.
Okay.
Okay, Rory.
No more pranks.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm high as a motherfucker.
Oh, right. Big surprise.
Put me on the show. All right.
Okay, yeah. I hope it's everything you thought it would be. Being in the voicemails. What a great voicemail to end the show on. Thanks, everyone, for leaving voicemails and listening to today's show where half of the show didn't even work out. Everyone's just like, oh, that's really neat. I see ghosts all the time because I'm special, and so are my kids. They look at ghosts up on the ceiling. And it's all because of Lord and Lady of Veggies and Miguel F. and Rumpled Foreskin and Sean L. and Tanner Pizza. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show. And if any of you listeners would like to support the show, please support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. It's just $5 a month. You get extra shows every single week, almost. Sometimes 2 free shows a week. I'm sure I average at least 1 a week, but probably, I don't know. I need to update that list that tells me how many shows of each show I've done for the entire year. Now that the year is over, we can see how many hobosodes I've done this year. By the way, I'm still going to do the Christmas tree down the toilet episode. I meant to do that yesterday, and I just wasn't feeling up to it yet. I'm still getting over this whole being sick thing. It's been an entire week now. Feeling much better today, and hopefully by Monday I'm going to be back to myself, maybe. So I'm hoping to do that on Monday. That'll be a lot of fun, flushing Christmas trees down the toilet. I need to flush some fake trees down the toilet. Don't forget to make your travel plans to EuroMeet, San Jose, California, March 16th. It's almost here. Bye, everyone.
I stayed home from work, doing renovations, replacing the carpets in my basement. I noticed a hatch in the corner of the floor, so I lifted the latch and I opened the door. The hatch door opened, and to my amazement, there was a tunnel leading somewhere beneath my basement. Anticipation, my heart was racing, so I jumped in the hole in the corner of my basement. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel. Could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me. Take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. Now I'm down in the hole that I just jumped in, and there's tunnels leading in every direction. It's like an underground city down here, so I'm hoping you could just lend me your ears. There's a big waterfall, old computers and cars. My phone's light's not so bright, but I found some cigars. They smell real nice, I think they're from Cuba. There's an old car down here, and the horn goes Aluga. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel. Could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me. Take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. I've been walking for a while and I'm feeling kinda nervous. When I finally got reception, my phone said I'm under your house. That's why I'm calling you, and I hope that you can help me find my way back home, or maybe send a canary. There's a guy down here and I think he's a hobo. He makes me suck his dick for release, no homo. There's a chest in the corner full of gold doubloons, so don't you call the cops, I don't trust those buffoons. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel. Could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me. Take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. Got a broom handle I found, and I'm banging around on the ceiling in the hopes that somebody... Oh wait, what's that sound? Oh no, robots. Oh shit.
Human threat exterminated.
Like who wants to get a place that's currently on fire?